Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 22, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Exactly.com launches open banking API solution. Exactly.com, a payment processing company, has recently launched its newest product Open Banking API, an alternative to traditional card-based payments. UWS to save 500,000 British pounds through Open Banking. United Wholesale Scotland, UWS, has announced its plan to save 500,000 British pounds a year in card payment and transaction fees after incorporating Open Banking services. Array partners with FICO to provide users with credit data. US-based financial innovation platform Array has partnered with analytics software firm FICO to provide users with FICO scores and credit data. Comdata unveils premier C-store POS solutions powered by GK. US-based fintech Comdata has announced the release of a premier C-store point-of-sale, POS, solution for retailers, travel centers, and truck stops across the U.S. Acquired.com selects MultiPay as hardware provider. UK-based payments specialist Acquired.com has selected payments technology company MultiPay as a hardware provider for its in-person payment card terminals. Paymob partners with IKEA Egypt. Financial service provider Paymob has announced its partnership with IKEA Egypt to offer clients in the region a wider scope of payment options and products. Ping Identity launches decentralized identity management solution. Identity solution company Ping Identity has launched a decentralized identity management solution, Ping One Neo, to improve security and privacy for individuals. Encompass launches PKYC maturity model. UK-based KYC solution provider Encompass has launched its PKYC maturity model to support the fight against financial crime and fraudulent activities. Zeta, Featurespace deliver fraud detection to credit card issuers. Credit card processor Zeta has partnered with fraud prevention company Featurespace to deliver a credit card processing and fraud detection solution for US-based issuers. IXOPAY and Forter partner to block fraud attempts for merchants. Payment orchestration platform IXOPAY has teamed up with trust platform Forter to deliver real-time decisions about customer trustworthiness. U.S. government promotes CBDCs and talks down Bitcoin. The U.S. government has released an economic report that highlights the drawbacks of Bitcoin as well as the advantages of CBDCs. Coinbase partners Pix and expands its services in Brazil. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has partnered with instant payment app Pix as part of its service expansion efforts in Brazil. Berlin B2B Buy Now, Pay Later outfit Mondu launches in the UK. Berlin-based B2B Buy Now, Pay Later startup Mondu is opening an office in London and hiring a UK-based sales team. EBA clearing to enrich RT1 and STEP2 with fraud prevention and detection capabilities. EBA clearing announced today that it will enrich its SEPA payment systems, RT1 and STEP2, with fraud prevention and detection capabilities by November 2023. GoHenry to issue WWF-approved wild card designs for eco-conscious kids. GoHenry, the prepaid debit card and financial education app for kids aged 6 to 18, has teamed up with environmental organization the Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, to launch a special range of wild card designs, with one from each card sale being donated to WWF and its huge efforts to protect animals and bring our world back to life. CreditBee collaborates with PayU to offer online checkout finance. CreditBee, one of India's leading fintech platforms, today announced its partnership with PayU, a leading digital payment solution provider. FINMA grants fintech license to Relio. Relio receives a fintech license from the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, FINMA. Access Bank migrates ATM acquiring and card management businesses to Compass Plus. Access Bank Madagascar, part of Access Holding Group and one of the largest commercial banks in the country, has successfully migrated its ATM acquiring and card management businesses to Compass Plus Technologies Processing Center. EastNets migrates America's SWIFT and sanctions screening infrastructure to Microsoft Azure. EastNets, a global leader in compliance and payment solutions for the financial services industry, is responding to the increasingly complex and rapidly evolving financial landscape and becomes one of the first SWIFT service bureaus to migrate its full infrastructure in the Americas to Microsoft Azure. State Street acquires CF Global Trading. State Street Corporation, NYSE, STT, announced today it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire CF Global Trading, a global firm specializing in outsourced trading on an agency basis for a variety of asset classes including equities, listed derivatives and fixed income. Crypto Finance and Apex collaborate on institutional-grade investment products. Crypto Finance AG, a leading provider of institutional-grade investment solutions, custody, and brokerage for digital assets, and part of Deutsche BRSE Group, partners with Apex Group, a global financial services provider, to offer institutional-grade crypto products. Crypto UK calls on government to intervene over bank restrictions. Trade Association Crypto UK has written to the government expressing deep concern about recent moves by banks to limit cryptocurrency purchases and suggested the creation of a white list of exchanges that should be exempt from such restrictions. Encompass unveils PKYC maturity model. Encompass Corporation, the provider of the leading Know Your Customer, KYC, automation platform, has unveiled its perpetual Know Your Customer, PKYC, maturity model, setting a new benchmark for regulatory compliance to support the fight against financial crime. Roundtable raises 3 million euros for startup investments. Startup investing community platform Roundtable has raised a 3 million euros first round of funding to enable communities to invest in startups. Prosegur and Bankinter sell fintech Unnax to PSG Fund. US-based fund PSG Equity, which specializes in technological software and was spun off from private equity investment firm Providence Equity Partners, has announced expanding its position in Spain by acquiring fintech Unnax for close to 40 million euros. SAP Fioner launches B2B embedded finance platform. SAP Fioner, a global provider of financial services software solutions and platforms, has launched a B2B embedded finance platform, Fioner Embedded Finance as a Service, EFAAS. Mondu launches BNPL services to the UK. Germany-based fintech Mondu has gone live in the UK with its Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, services. Payments Canada augments links with ISO 20022 certification. Payments Canada has announced the launch of the second release of Links, Canada's high-value payment system, now augmented with ISO 20022 certification. Checkout.com launches card issuing service. Payment solution provider Checkout.com has launched a card issuing service, enabling businesses to issue physical and virtual cards and provide financial services products. CreditBee partners with PayU. India-based fintech platform CreditBee has announced its partnership with PayU for enabling customers to convert their online purchases into EMIs. Billy and Molly partner to bring BNPL to B2B customers. Billy and Molly have launched their pan-European partnership to bring buy now, pay later, BNPL, payment methods to business customers. eToro secures US$250 million MLN in funding. Trading platform eToro has secured a US$250 million in funding at a US$3. Circle files for two regulatory approvals in France. US-based Circle has filed for two regulatory approvals in France in a bid to receive full authorization under the DASP regulatory regime. Panera Bread trials Amazon Palm Reading Tech. Fast food giant Panera Bread is piloting palm reading technology from Amazon that lets customers pay and access the chain's loyalty program. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.